Hello, it's Raquel with a spark of hope. Today's devotional is titled, Abiding in the Shadow of the Almighty. Scripture is found in Psalm 91, 1 through 16. In times of trouble and uncertainty, we often search for a safe haven, a place where we can find refuge and security. Psalm 91, a beautiful hymn of trust in God, invites us to find that security in the Lord, describing Him as our shelter, our refuge, and our fortress. Today, let us delve into the promises God makes to those who choose to dwell in His presence and rely on Him. Verses 1 through 2, dwelling in the secret place. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. To dwell in the secret place suggests a continual intimate relationship with God. It's not an occasional visit, but a permanent residence in His presence. What does your daily fellowship with God look like? Change yourself to create or enhance your daily devotional time. Let it be a time when you truly dwell with God, reading His Word, praying, and listening. Verses 3 through 8 reads, Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. The psalmist highlights various forms of dangers, but emphasizes God's deliverance. Fear is natural, but God offers His supernatural protection. Identify your fears and lay them before God in prayer. Trust in His promise to protect and deliver you from the fears that plague your night and day. Verses 9 through 12, the promise of angelic assistance. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. God not only promises personal protection, but also the aid of His angels. This divine assistance is a testament to the level of care God extends to those who love Him. As you go about your daily tasks, remember that you are never alone. Pray for awareness of God's continuous presence and protection. Verses 13 through 16, victory and salvation in God. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, because He has set His love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. This part of the psalm shifts from God's protection to the empowerment of believers for spiritual victory. Reflect on how you can actively trust God in challenging your situations. And is there a lion or a cobra in your life that you need to confront with the authority you have in God? In conclusion, Psalm 91 does not promise a life without trouble, but it beautifully affirms that those who live in close fellowship with God will find protection, deliverance, and victory in Him. May you be encouraged to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, to live under His shadow and experience the fullness of His peace and protection. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to dwell in Your presence constantly. Teach us to trust You as our refuge and fortress, and remind us of Your ever-present help in our times of need. Let Your promises in Psalms 91 be our assurance as we walk in this world. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. May you all have a blessed day.